How to get more of the best clients around, which are referrals from past clients on a regular basis. So the seventh and final method is to communicate with former happy clients once a month, every single month. Once a year at Christmas is not nearly enough. And once a month is ideal because it's not too often that you're bothering them, and it's not so rare that they forget you and the legal help that you gave them. And instead of calling each past client individually, the best use of your limited time is to either physically mail them or email them a monthly newsletter. Now, of course, there's pros and cons to each method, but the point is to start and keep consistently sending a newsletter to your past clients every single month. Yes, it often takes several months for people to get used to to receiving your newsletter, but your newsletter's effectiveness will keep you in their clients' minds, and each month it'll build each time that you send it, more and more in their minds. And when a situation comes up in your past clients' lives, you know, whether it's with them or a family member or a coworker or some relative, you want them to think and to say, you know, you should probably contact my old lawyer, John Smith. He sends me this monthly newsletter that has his contact info. Let me see. Oh, here it is. Here, take it and call him. Or, here, I'll forward it to you. Give him a call. This is how sending a newsletter to your past clients will stimulate more referrals, which, again, are the best clients I'm sure you've ever gotten. What you don't want to happen, and what already happens right now when you're not sending a newsletter, is this conversation instead. Yeah, I had a good lawyer a few years ago when I got in trouble, but I don't remember his name. You know, just Google some people and you'll find one. There's tons of them on Google. Just go do that. You know, think about people that you contact on a regular basis or contact you. You know, let's say I told you that you'd save 15% on your car insurance. What's going to pop into your head? Geico. Well, this didn't happen the first time you ever heard Geico, but now it's probably cemented in your brain because you've seen their commercials 10,000 times. And guess what? The same thing's going to happen with your past clients when you send them an interesting monthly newsletter. And one surprising thing you're going to find out about sending newsletters is that the most effective ones don't talk about the law. Instead, they'll have a recipe, this date in history article, an article about a celebrity or a crossword puzzle, or other fun, engaging, non-threatening items. And the best thing of all is that there's newsletter services that will provide all this content to you for a very nominal fee. You don't have to write anything or spend any time writing each month except to initially create the header for the newsletter. And it's sad to say, but honestly, you know, no matter how much your clients love you and they're thankful for what you did for them, they secretly hope they never hear from you again because you represented a time in their lives when something negative happened to them, you know, a DUI or a divorce or bankruptcy or work injury, auto accident, you know. So a monthly newsletter that's not about the law is a great way to remind your past clients in a positive way about you. And the most effective ones actually resemble like a Reader's Digest. And the ideal newsletter is going to have a header with your name, your picture, website address, phone number, and email on the top. But the content of it will be informative and entertaining, again, like the Reader's Digest. And as your newsletter is received and read or skimmed or at least noticed each month, and as legal situations, again, unexpectedly arise in the lives of your past clients, you want them to say, you know, hey, Mike, I got this newsletter from my old attorney, John Smith. Here it is. I'll forward it to you, or here it is. Take it. You know, give him a call before you go Google some stranger. He could probably help you. So you provide us a list in Excel of your past clients' names and either email addresses or physical addresses, and that ends the work you have to do. We do the rest. We design the newsletter. We send it out monthly, make sure it goes out. And whether you have 500 past clients or 50 or 5,000, we send them that custom newsletter that's different and unique every single month. It's a great way, again, to keep in their minds and stimulate referrals. And because referrals tend to be the best paying and best behaved clients, it makes sense to work on growing your referrals through a newsletter. And you don't have to design the newsletter each month and write anything for it. Again, we have a service that does everything, content, layout, it's professional, compelling, done. You don't have to touch it. And each month you're going to get a notification and proof that the newsletter was either emailed or mailed. Our email server sends all the emails and tracks who opens them and reads them. And some clients will even use a custom tracking phone number so they can track how many referrals are coming from the newsletter. So again, having to design it and do all this yourself and forget it some months or be too busy or run out of time, you'll know for sure every single month this newsletter will go out and you'll get a copy sent to you. And you're going to start getting referral calls after a few months of doing this.